Richmond. So his mom and dad are probably getting about tired of saying it, but man, I'll tell you something, I am glad to know when I come into the house of God that God's going to meet with me.
Yeah.
God, there ain't no other reason to come. I believe that, Brother Kevin.
Sure.
I'm here tonight, and I promise you something, I'm about nervous. My heart's racing out of my
bless
chest.
Bless your heart, brother.
If I go through the hell, Kevin, you just keep on going.
Hey,
amen. Hey, I'm glad to know I'm not going to hell.
Hey.
Chapter number 2, starting in verse number 16, and I haven't come tonight to be hateful or mean or rude or anything like that. Church, I promise you something. I'm going to do exactly what God would have me to do, and I'm going to get down and get out of the way because I can't do any more. But in Galatians chapter number 2, starting in verse number 16. I'll give y'all just a minute to find your places. Amen. If you found your place, say amen.
Amen.
And the Word of God says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. For through the law, am dead to the law that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. And go right here to Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the spirit of the works of law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles amongst you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we're so thankful, dear Lord, tonight for your Spirit among us, dear Lord, and your blessings on us. And dear Lord, we pray tonight, dear Lord, we don't do anything out of the way, but dear Lord, we pray everything that will be done, dear Lord, be sent straight from heaven. And dear Lord, we're calling out tonight, dear Lord, that we want to be found in the very center of your will. Dear Lord, nothing more, nothing less, dear Lord. We just want to pray tonight, dear Lord, dear Lord, that you would be with us, dear Lord. You said our truth again in your name, dear Lord, you'd be in the midst, and you said you're not slack concerning your promises to us. And dear Lord, I pray our hearts are ready, dear Lord, to hear from you. Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you. We ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And church, I may not keep you long. I don't really know. So just bear with me just for a minute and I'll get down and get out of the way. But Brother Kevin, I believe whenever you had asked me to preach, this ought to come to my mind, and it's stayed with me ever since then. And church, tonight I'm here to tell you something, is that I am saved. I'm going to tell you something. I don't follow by the flesh anymore. I don't try to justify myself by what I can do. But church, tonight, can I tell you something? something. There's a lost and dying world out there who's counting that we all have that same mindset. Praise God. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, and you may get mad at me, and if you do, me and you can talk afterwards. But church, tonight I'm here to stand before you and say that your righteousness that you're trying to do on this earth by yourself amounts to nothing, and it is not good for this world. Anything you try to do in the flesh will fail. And praise God, it'll set in between you and your work for God. Praise God. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, I want you to go back if you can and think with me. There was Jesus tells a parable about a man with two sons, and one son came up and he said, "Father, I want you to give me my inheritance, and then I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go live life the way I want to live it." And praise God, you know what he did? He went off and did just that. But there came a time when the money ran short and there wasn't no food around. And you want to know what happened next? He began to be in want. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe, Brother Kevin, there was always a thought in the back of his mind that there was enough back at the Father's house for him. But at that first point in time, he thought it was just enough better that to join himself to a citizen of that country. I'm going to tell you something. Down in a place where no Jewish boy should be, down there with the swine, feeding to eat of what the swine had ate. And I'm going to tell you something. What the Bible says is that he came to himself and he said, the hired servants at my Father's house have bread enough to spare. And here I am, and I'm fain to die from hunger. And you know what he said? I'll get up and I'll go to the Father's house. And we all know that part. He gets there and the Father meets him. And praise God, I'm glad we serve a God for the people. Even after we try to go our own way, I'm glad there's always mercy left for us. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you something. If I can focus on the other son for just a minute, they started having a celebration and that other son wasn't there. And the Father started asking him. He said, why are you still here? Your brother's back home. And he said, "Father, I've never left you. When he went off to live his life, I stayed right here with you. I never ceased my work. I kept on doing the things that I should have been doing." And you know what the Father said? He said, "You ought to rejoice because your brother's back and my son is alive again." And praise God, church, I'm just going to tell you something. A lot of times in today's age, a lot of us Christians are like that second son. I'm going to tell you something. We think we're all fine and good, sitting back in the pew every Sunday, singing the hymnals, coming to Sunday school, getting up and singing the songs, saying the words, listening to Brother Kevin preach, raising up your hand and saying amen. But praise God, can I tell you something? That second son was going after what he had done in the flesh instead of praising God that his brother was back home. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. The righteousness you make in this flesh is not enough to justify yourself before God. If you get to that judgment day and the only thing you have to account that for your salvation is the good deeds you've done, you will hear, "Depart from me, ye work of iniquity. I never knew you." But praise God, I'm glad to know, just like the brother said, that it don't take works, Brother Kevin, because if it did, I'd be burning in hell right now. But I think about that man on the cross. Amen. You want to know something? He didn't know what a Bible was. Bible wasn't invented yet. He didn't know what the creeds were. He didn't know what the songs were. He was just a thief on the cross. But he knew the man that was in between them. And you want to know what he said? "This is the Son of God right here. He is who he says he is. I'm dying how I need to die. But this man's done no wrong." Can I tell you something? All he had was faith in him. Amen. In church tonight, can I tell you something? The only thing it takes tonight is faith in him. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. We'll get all backwards and confused. I'll tell you what we'll do. I will sit in this church and we'll start having a good time and we'll start praising God and throwing our hands up. And as soon as we walk out these doors and get to the restaurants, you know what we'll do? Man, we'll act like we don't even know who God is anymore. Praise God. Can I tell you something? Being a Christian's a 24/7, 365 days a year kind of thing. It just don't stop when you walk out the doors. Praise God. I've got something down in my heart. I think you read over there in the book of Jeremiah. In the times when he wanted to stop, he said it was like a
fire down in his bones. Praise God. I want to ask you tonight, church, do you feel that fire in your bones? Are you one to go for God? Or are you sitting by the wayside? Are you just acting like a Christian? Or are you being a Christian tonight? Amen. 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 This may not be the shouting hallelujah. Man, run the pews kind of sermon. But praise God, I'm going to tell you something. I know what I'm preaching tonight. I know what I studied and I know what God had me to do. And I'm confident in that. Church tonight, if I can just ask you, how's your relationship with Him? How's your day-to-day walk with Him? Man, can I tell you something? Man, I've seen a bunch of people that I've passed. See them in church every Sunday. I'm not just talking about this church. I'm talking about every church that I've went to since I was a kid. I've seen Sunday school teachers. I've seen song leaders. I've seen preachers. As soon as they step out them doors, you see them in the world. It's like they never even had salvation to begin with. Amen. Can I tell you something, church? I'm going to tell you something. And I've said this the last few times, but man, this scares me. There's some grandmas and grandpas right now. There's some moms and dads. There's some sons and daughters who are in a devil's hell right now, crying out to a God who no longer hears them, on behalf that their loved one might hear, so they do not have to go to that place. And praise God, church, tonight, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to stand before God with blood on my hands. The Apostle Paul called us debtors to them that do not know. And praise God, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe in none of that, that I'm just the only one going to heaven. I'll tell you what, salvation is a gift freely given for whosoever. Amen. I believe that. I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. It's worth being a Christian. I'm going to tell you something. I've got two friends that are very near and dear to my heart. They've told me that they're agnostic. Man, they're off on a bad way. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I've prayed for them many, many times. And can I tell you something? They give me very valid reasons that they no longer want to go to church. It wasn't about the conviction, but it was about how the people acted inside the church. Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen on that? There's sinners out there who are looking at what we say we are. And when we fall from that, that gives them ammunition. That against God. Amen. Amen. People going out and drinking, getting drunk. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
People walking out of here lying, cussing, stealing.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. I hear it all the time.
Yes,
hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Man, this is the reason. Do you know what I can? The only thing I can say is we're not all like that.
Right.
But man, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I'm going to tell you something real quick. Just bear with me. I'm going to tell you, what are we all guilty of? We're guilty of Adam's sin. Praise God. Can I tell you something what the world doesn't do? Just because brother and sister so-and-so mess up, they just don't look at brother and sister so-and-so and say they're not acting the way they should. But praise God, they say all them Christians are hypocrites because they are just trying to put on an act. Amen. You even go back and you look up what that word hypocrite means. It comes from hypocrite. You know what they were? They were actors. They were people pretending. Amen. I don't want to be found a pretender tonight. The only thing, Brother Kevin, that matters to me is what I do for God and how much I can do for Him. And those lost souls out there who do not know Him yet, praise God that they might understand the love of God before it is too late. Amen. 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 Oh, ye foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Paul's being straightforward right here, wasn't he? Amen. Oh, ye foolish Galatians. You want to know what he was doing? Paul was standing up for the faith in that moment. There was some stuff going on out there. Do you want to know what was going on in the church of Galatia? It was some Jews who said that you must follow by the law of Moses or you cannot be a Christian. And in the second chapter, we find out about some of the circumcision. And Peter was there eating with some of the Gentiles. And some of the self-righteous Jews come around. And it said they even swept Peter away. That into the way they believed. But praise God, I'm glad there's a couple Pauls left. Because Paul wrote down and said, I withstood Peter to his face and told him what was wrong. And church, can I tell you something? If somebody's doing something they shouldn't be doing, it doesn't just hurt them. It hurts you as well. So you might want to pick up somebody every once in a while. When you see them failing, when you see them struggling, you might want to try to correct them. Can I tell you something? You wouldn't want Brother Kevin being off on the things that he shouldn't be doing. You'd probably go talk to him. Can I tell you something? As a unified church, whatever you think the least and the greatest might be, we all need help. You need to go to somebody. Just talk to them for a minute. Say, what's going on here? This ain't a taboo thing. We're all going to heaven. Praise God. We might as well start acting like family. Praise God. If I was ever feeling bad, my brother would always come to me and say, what's wrong? If I did something wrong, Blake would come to me and say, you probably shouldn't be doing that. Amen. Amen. Probably shouldn't be doing that. You want to know why? Because a lot of things he's seen from experience of himself. And if you've been through that, you shouldn't be quiet. You ought to help. Church, I am so tired of formality Christianity. I'm so tired of having to say I'm walking in here. Man, I might as well just sit down on the pew. I can't say nothing until this point of the service. That's when we say stuff.
Mind the Lord, brother.
Can't sing a song till here. Man, I sit in the back. I can't do this. Shouldn't be shouting. Shouldn't be doing nothing like that. People start looking at me. Man, can I tell you something? That don't matter a bit. Praise God. Amen. You might as well get the worship in now before we get up there. Man, I'd like to get some practice in, Brother Kevin, wouldn't you? Praise God. Man, I'm tired of going through formalities. Man, I'm tired of just plain old Christianity. Man, I want to get through some knee-deeps. Going in the faith, following Christ. Man, I'm tired of all this. Man, I just want to worship Him. I just want to give Him what He deserves. I don't want to be bound by the constructs of man, by the vain traditions that we try to lock God in. I just want to worship God.
Amen.
Sure,
brother.
Amen.
Not walking my, he's looking for too.
Not walking my own righteousness, Brother Kevin.
Right.
Brother, not walking my own righteousness. Not justifying
good
myself
preaching.
By how good I am.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you something.
Bless your heart.
Man. Oh. Someone told me one time, they said, if you're going to preach that hard, you got to get in better shape. And I told him, if I keep on preaching that hard, I'm going to get in good shape. So. Amen. Yeah. Hey. Amen. We talk about Pharisees all the time. We talk about the wickedness of them because we try to talk about... When we preach about Jesus and He starts speaking about Him, man, we can throw our hands up.
Yeah.
Man, we can start saying, man, I'm not like that. But man, can I tell you something? You can't just act out what this thing says.
Right. Right.
You've got to be what it says.
That's right.
Amen.
That's good preaching, buddy.
You can't just look at what Jesus had said. And just say, man, I guess I need to put my life that way. You should say, God, make my desires that. Amen. I preached a message a while back There was a Spanish conquistador, and I may have told some people this. A Spanish conquistador, he's pretty well known by the name of Hernan Cortez. He landed at the Baja Gulf right there in California, and he got over there. And at the first sight of the natives coming up and trying to throw them away in the heat, and the mutiny started coming up, and they told Hernan Cortez, his soldiers said, "Listen, we might as well just go back to Spain. There's nothing trying to hinder us in Spain. It's all good over there." But you know what Hernan Cortez said? He said, "Burn the boats." I'm going to tell you something, church. Instead of asking God to deliver you from some things, you might ask Him to change your life about them. Just get rid of them. Start changing your desires. Can I tell you something? Those men's desires started changing when them boats went up in flames, because the only thing they had in their minds was the same thing Hernan Cortez did, was there's treasure over here. And praise God, church, I'm heading for a treasure over there, and I don't want no way that to go back to what I was. I want to go in the way He wants me to. I want my eyes, brothers, that to be set on heaven and the heavenly things and the treasures I've set up there. I don't want to walk around with the way I want to, but praise God, I want my demeanor to change. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. And Pharisees, man, they were good. They were. They knew that whole law from front to back. And man, they lived that out the best they could. They wouldn't do those certain things. They would abstain from those things. But can I tell you something, church? The reason that they were wicked was because they were doing it for their own righteousness. It brought God no good from what they did. Then we find a man born in a manger, brought up. And when he stood before him, he knew that law too.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
He knew it front to back better than they did. But there was something different about the way he was acting. You want to know why? Because the way he was acting, Brother Kevin, was not bringing him any kind of good. But it was giving the Father, the Father in heaven, all the glory. Giving the Father everything. And church, tonight, the reason we are called Christians is we were first called Christians in Antioch because of how Christ-like they were. Amen. It wasn't because they were acting like Christ. It's because they sought to be like Him. Amen. Amen. I don't know where you are in your life today. This may not have helped you any bit. Man, I'm just going to tell you something. It don't matter to me if it helped you or not, because it helped me. And I'm doing exactly what God has me to do. I don't know where you are. I don't know what your desires are. I'm just here to ask you, who are you truly serving today? Are you serving the flesh, or are you serving God? Are you satisfying the flesh, or are you satisfying God? Hey, man, I believe that's a serious question. There's some people out there, man, I've heard a lot of them use this book right here, preach sermons, and man, they'll just misconstrue them words just enough to get their point across. Man, they'll just take the truth and bend it just a little bit to satisfy what they want it to. And to the outward world, it may seem like they're of God, but praise God, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And even though we got mega church pastors out there who are preaching that two men could be married, two women could be married, We got old established churches saying transgender people can be priests and women can be priests and all that kind of stuff. Can I tell you something? They seem like they're of God to the outward world, but praise God, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof.
Yes.
And here tonight, church, if you've come in here tonight and you come into church every single Sunday just to be here, just to fill a pew, just to get by, just to make sure someone else sees you're here, just to make sure you're put up on the roll, and you have a form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof, your own righteousness will get you nowhere.
Right.
I'll tell you exactly where it gets you. It'll send you straight to hell. If you try to justify yourself to get into heaven, there ain't no way. Can I tell you something? God is still wanting to help you. It matters how you are. It matters what your desires are. Man, there's lost people going off into hell just like this. Open their eyes up to eternity, forever separated from God. I believe that's scary, Brother Kevin. I'm not going there, but praise God, real people who are breathing the same air I am are going to hell. And just because I'm not going doesn't mean that I need to stop. Just because I'm not going to hell doesn't mean I need to stop talking about it and stop telling people about it and just stick my nose up and say, man, I'm all good to go. God save me. I'm just going to walk like I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Praise God. I think it's time that us as Christians start humbling ourselves and being servants to people who are needing help most of all. Praise God. I'm tired of it. You want to feel the Spirit more? Amen, church. Who are you seeking after tonight? And I've asked this question. I promise I'm done right here. I've asked this question. Whatever answer that you give God tonight, whatever answer that you have, are you confident in it to stand before God and say, God, I was good enough where I was. God, I was good enough just getting by. God, I was just good enough just going to church and getting out of there. God, it was just good enough for me to sit in the back. God, it was just good enough for me to sit in the front and put my hand up. Are you confident in that tonight? Amen. Amen. Lord, shut me off. I'm done. Brother Kevin, if you'll come.